All right, everybody, before we get the show started, thought we'd talk about some Redskins issues, get our ducks in a row, figure out what we're going to talk about and how we're going to talk about it. Kevin, I think you and I should go ahead and lead this off, let Ronnie finish his guitar lessons while we kind of set the stage.
I resent that.
I don't hear any guitar. Want to hear it?
No.
Kevin, I think what we should talk about is how this offseason resembles some of the offseasons we've had in Dan Snyder's early year. And by that, I don't necessarily mean as of yet it's resembled that, but it looks like we have money to spend, and I feel like we're on a collision course with a couple big splashes.
I don't know if you're taking the same drugs Whitney is, but I don't see really any comparison besides except the money. I mean, we have competent people controlling the money. Even though we have so much money, we're still going to give these, you know, borderline contracts that it doesn't hurt us if we lose. It's just the complete opposite of anything that was in the Dan Snyder era.
Is Peyton Manning the opposite of anything in the Dan Snyder era?
Oh, my God. I'm going to punch you in the head.
I'm not saying we should sign him. I'm just saying if we sign him, isn't he that guy?
He's the closest thing to a living bobblehead. I know.
I mean, Vincent Jackson, he's a head case with all kinds of problems. Isn't he, you know, a kind of guy we would have signed 10 years ago?
Yeah, probably. I just don't understand how a guy that sat out of football for a year can come at 36 and come back and play well. It's just not going to happen. It's exactly what something in the early Snyder years would have done. But I can't see any way fathomable that he ever comes to DC. No chance.
I like how we've like totally changed courses over the years. So we went with the over the hill, big money free agents. That didn't work out. Then they actually did try, if you recall, they actually did try to do the targeting of other teams' restricted free agents. It's like they were freaking trying out strategies one year at a time. When we brought in Chad Morton, we tried to get Jeremetrius Butler. I don't know if that's how we got Pete Kendall or not, but there was about a handful of guys we brought in. Trunk candidate. God, that was a freaking disaster. All of those people were a freaking disaster. Is there any restricted free agents out there that you think could come in and be better than those guys?
I mean, not offhand. You know, it's funny. It's Shane's first year. You know, we actually had some cap room, and, you know, I spent over 2 hours writing draft articles ready to go in case Julius Peppers or Carlos Dansby, one of these guys, you know, came to us, which it was assumed that one of them would, just because that's what Redskins do. But sure enough, we had a low key here, and these do not seem like guys that send draft picks out the door. So I would put my money on that. We don't go that route.
All right, let's bring in the guys. Let's start with UK. UK, where would you put your money on? Give me one guy that you would put your money on that's a big name that you think is coming here.
I would go with, say, a wide receiver of some sort, Jackson or Bo, if he doesn't get franchised.
We're not at the pub drinking niblets. I want to hear an actual name. Give me this. Put your money down, man. I know you're a gambler. Don't act like you don't gamble over in England.
Right, I'll go with Vincent Jackson then.
All right. Parks, if we sign Vincent Jackson, how many games does he play for us in year one?
Y'all know Vincent Jackson is probably one of my most hated players in the league.
Really? More or less than Brandon Banks?
I don't hate Brandon Banks. I don't know why everyone can't get that. I just hate that he's on this team.
All right.
How many games would V-Jax play? I'll give him six. When things start to tank a little bit, he goes back to the booze, vibrant nightlife in D.C., gets another DUI, gone for a year, then we're screwed.
Ronnie, does Vincent Jackson play six games? Is he injured or suspended? How does he not play a full season?
I think I'm going to go with Parks. He kind of screws himself.
So just
I don't trust Vincent Jackson for anything.
You're going to go with the Parks screws himself. I like that.
That's a soundbite right there.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Parks screws himself answer too. Shalp, you're being real quiet. Let's bring you in. I mean, let's just kill the Vincent Jackson thing right now. We're not bringing him on this team, right?
No. I hope not.
Even if we do, his contract will be, you know, set where if he screws up, he's not getting paid. So I wouldn't be too worried about it if we did bring him in.
All right, well, I'll put another issue out there, you guys. We have to talk about – we haven't talked about Marcus Colston. And I think before I put it out there, obviously the Saints have bigger fish to fry, which I think we've actually even – that covered the frying ground. But they have Breeze. They got Carl Nix. They have both Meacham and Colston to sign up. Kevin – can we get one of these guys? I mean, I would love to pluck a guy off the New Orleans roster.
Yeah, I mean, let's start off our IR list early with Colston, you know? I mean, He's a great receiver, but I mean,
he plays just, hurt though. He does play hurt.
Yeah, if you play hurt, you get hurt worse. Yeah.
imagine if he has Rex Grossman thrown across the middle instead of Drew Brees. He'll be decapitated by week one.
But aren't we all just a little gun-shy about wide receivers in general? I mean, we've been destroyed by wide receivers for the last 10 years. You can't name five guys who have been really good wide receivers for us for the last 10 years. Shalp?
Well, yeah, I can't name five guys, but I disagree about Colston. I mean, he's been injured two out of, like, the last 5 years. I mean, that's not exactly injury-prone. In both years, he played more than half the season. So it's not as if he's going to be sitting on the sidelines all year. He would definitely be my free agent target.
You would take him over Nicks?
Colston? I would take him as my top wide receiver target. I think Nicks is more likely to be franchised by the Saints.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be made available either. But it'll be interesting because they're going to have to spend a ton of money between Brees and Nicks. Ronnie, what about Meacham?
Well, there's absolutely no way that the Saints are going to part ways with Meacham. Meacham is a must-have for their offense. Colson's not. Like that's it. That's all I have to say about that. All
right.
As much as I make fun of Colson, he's actually played 14 or more games the last 3 years.
Yeah, and he's huge. He's a tall receiver already, but he actually plays huge. He goes up the middle and gets up there and goes and gets the ball.
Although he only started 7 this year, but he still had 1,100 yards. So that's like our whole offense combined.
Works.
So I totally don't want to sound like an idiot right now, but I just got Meacham and Marcus Colston mixed up.
You just what?
I just mixed the two of them up because I did a profile on Meacham, and in that profile I basically came out and said exactly what I just said except for the other way around.
So everyone that read your Meacham post was actually reading Colston?
No.
No, I mix it up here.
Yeah, I mix it up here.
I'm just kidding.
Parks, you've been very patient.
I just wanted to put the question out there.
Yep.
How much is Robert Meacham and Marquise Colston a product of Drew Brees?
Oh, everything is a product of Drew Brees on that entire offense. I mean, you could even argue that whatever success they have had on defense on some years and definitely certain games has been a product of Brees in that offense.
I don't necessarily agree that they're a product of Brees. It's vital for them to have good route running skills just because Brees' height. When he throws, he needs to know that his receivers are going to cut exactly when they're going to cut, and he needs to know exactly where they're going to be. So you can say Brees is great, and he is, and that he definitely makes them better, but I wouldn't say that they're only a product of Drew Brees.
I heard Brees wears lifts in his shoes, so that probably could be a difference.
He's lifting?
He wears like half-inch lifts in his shoes and his cleats.
That's so dirty. I will say that I think that you can look at all – I agree with you, by the way, UK, that it's not – they're all not necessarily a product of – they could go and shine on another team. But we and Parks, not to bring up an old thing between me and you about Fred Davis and Chris Cooley, but that's kind of the example. All those receivers, Brees trusts all those guys. And we don't have – it's not just Fred Davis. It's been Devin Thomas. It's been Malcolm Kelly. It's been a laundry list, Brandon Lloyd, a laundry list of guys for the last 10 years that are completely untrustworthy. And then couple that with the shitstorm at quarterback we've had over the last 10 years. I would say that if you brought in a guy like Marcus Colston, I think he would get numbers for us. But I'd probably be as good as Jabbar Gaffney in our offense is. And Jabbar Gaffney, by the way, is probably only that good in our offense because he's on the same page with Rex Grossman. So, but I mean, if you could compare Meacham's a speedster and he's a big body, but Colston, he's a possession receiver, but he also is yards after the catch. He's catch and run, and he's a touchdown guy. I don't see the Saints letting him go either, Ronnie. Even though you were talking about Meacham, I would rather have Colston or Meacham over Dwayne Bowe personally. I think Dwayne Bowe is kind of in bum territory. Shop, you like Bowe, don't you?
Actually, I'm not a huge Bowe fan. I think there is the benefit. He hasn't really played with a great quarterback, but he's also been very streaky. He's got a lot of drops, times where he just seems to disappear in games.
And yeah, that alligator crocodile arm thing he did against Pittsburgh at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That's to me, that's a sure sign that he'll be a Redskins receiver, but I sure hope that's not the case. Who else are we missing? Who's another wide receiver?
Ken, what I think it comes down to, if you're a Redskins fan, what would you rather your fantasy team name be next year? Somewhere over Dwayne Bowe or Brees Nuts?
Brees.
That's all it comes down to.
I would be Breeze nuts for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I'd be keeping up with the Shanahans.
I like keeping up with the Shanahans personally. I think that's got to be the leader in the clubhouse right now, along with I don't think any of the things we suggested last week. But keeping up with the Shanahans is definitely good. Except let's talk about the Shanahans. Parks, you laid us off. Let's just assume Mike and Kyle are a package deal. One doesn't stay without the other. How much longer are they here? No ifs. Be firm.
No, I want to be as optimistic. I'll give them one more year.
So you think they'll be here one more year? You think they'll flame out after one more year is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that from a fan's perspective and what I'm looking forward in the rebuild, that they'll continue on the right path next year. The question is, can Dan Snyder be patient yet another year? I don't think it matters who you bring in here, whether it's Peyton Manning, Kyle Wharton, or Robert Griffin III. I really think 8-8 is the ceiling for this team. But it is the NFL. A lot of things have yet to happen, and there's a lot of parity in this league too. So, like I said this morning, I'd set the over-under at 1.5, and I think it'd be a tough bet for anyone to make.
If there was a bet in Vegas for Shanahan going all 5 years, I would put $500 on it, no matter what the odds.
I would put everything on the fact that he goes 5 years.
I mean, can see that, too. I can see Bruce Allen coming in and kind of taming Dan Snyder, for lack of a better word, and saying, hey, we have to see this thing through. And
When he's having this conversation with Dan Snyder, do you envision it being like on like a love seat and like a kind of a semi-dark room?
Or at a buffet.
Or a buffet.
At the Hampton Convention Center.
Is he trying to make a move? Like, are they facing each other on the couch?
The Hampton Convention Center.
Where's Bruce's hands?
For real, though, as much as we make fun of Dan Snyder, I mean, seriously, when's the last time you heard from him? Like, it had to be Shanahan's press conference. I mean, he's finally doing what we've wanted him to do for years. And I just hope that keeps up.
I mean, I don't see him firing Mike Shanahan before the end of his contract. I don't think he can afford to.
I hope you're right.
That's $7 million, and he loves the guy, so there's no way.
Yeah, he's been had a hard-on for Shanahan since he came into the league. That's what he told Kevin and I. He tried to get Bolin, I mean, even jokingly, to give up Shanahan earlier. And it's funny because I remember him saying that. I'm like, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You can't trade coaches. But Al Davis did it, and he got a sweetheart deal.
The Gruden trade?
Yeah, he got a ton of cash and 4 pretty good draft picks out of it.
Yeah, but he didn't get the pirate ship, and that was originally part of the deal.
That is a shame. And he also got his dick slammed in the window when he played Gruden in the Super Bowl the next year, or that same very next year, which was kind of awesome, if you ask me. Oh, by the way, quarterback of that team, Brad Johnson. Pretty awesome. Ronnie, how long do the Shanahans have in town?
I can't give any ifs.
No ifs. Whatever you say implies everything you think.
I think they have 2 years left. I think they have this coming season and then the next one because they draft a quarterback this season and the team still isn't where it needs to be a year later. I think they're gone.
I'm going to say 5 years.
No.
From now, I'm going to say he's going to have the rest of his contract and they'll extend him before the contract ends. Because assuming, and I am, that he's continuing on this path, they won't let him become a lame duck coach, and they'll keep him around, and we'll be in the playoffs in the third year.
You're wrong.
Ken, if you think 5 years, how long do you think a Shanahan will be a head coach in D.C.?
How about this? Because in five years is a very rosy scenario, and I grant all of you that. So the last 3 years of his contract that he has right now plus 2. So assuming that that's the case, how about this? Kyle Shanahan gets hired as a head coach somewhere else based on his success as the Redskins offensive coordinator. Come on. That's right. I'm a drinking
show. Success?
This is a drinking show, isn't it?
I'm going to need more alcohol.
Yeah, I don't even drink and I need more alcohol for that.
The same chances of that happening are Jim Haslett going to a team to coach them and Rodskins coming in as our new defensive coordinator.
Rodskins, he gets it done. I mean,
they have great communication. It could work.
He'll have a Belgian waffle station on the sidelines. It's going to be awesome. All right, UK, you get to ring in last. Kevin, by the way, Kevin's on the hook is saying he's going to finish out his contract. Right, Kev?
Yeah.
What do you got, UK?
I'll go with full 5 years as well.
So then I'll let you take this one, UK. We think he's going to play out his contract, but is he just going to retire, or is he going to be asked to leave, or is he going to quit, or what's his deal? Why does he leave?
Well, that depends on the results, doesn't it? If he gets us to the playoffs, I'd imagine that, knowing him and Schneider's relationship, that he'd retire, and then Kyle Shanahan presumably would take over if they build the team that they think they're building at the moment.
He's not going to go out like this, like going down these 4-5-1 teams. He's going to stick with it until he can restore his name. He's a competitive jerk, you know? He's not going to go down like he is now.
But what if he gets fired? Will someone else hire him?
No way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think somebody else would hire him. I mean, Norv Turner's gotten like 7 jobs.
But he's old. He's so old.
Tom Coughlin's the oldest coach. He's won the damn Super Bowl.
That's kind of a similar personality, but he's just so old and wrinkly and just gross.
Well, that's why he's tanning. That's why he's tanning. He looks good.
Marty Schottenheimer got another job after the Skins. I mean,
he's got a 10-year plan, Parks.
Okay. Here's my bold prediction.
All right.
Here we go.
2014 is going to be Mike Shanahan's year with Tony Romo at quarterback.
For what team?
The Redskins.
No chance.
Jerry's got him on a short leash down there.
I think Jerry had too much.
Jerry loves Tony Romo.
No, he doesn't.
You don't think so?
Tony Romo is the reason Tiger choked this week.
I hate Tony Romo, and I hate that he plays with Tiger Woods because it makes me not want to watch. But I will say that they have so many other problems. If Tony Romo is not – I mean, look at the game they played against us in Dallas at the beginning of the season. Probably one of their worst games, and they played a lot better. But that just highlighted so many holes on their team that do not have anything to do with him.
Well, not to mention that he had gunshot wounds during that game, and he only played with one leg.
Was the Jets game his fault, Ken? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
There was another game like that, too.
What's Romo, 33 now?
No.
32, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 30. Maybe like 32 and a half.
Yeah.
I have no idea, to be honest with you.
That makes a big difference. I take everything back.
2014, so that means... Oh, great. So you're bringing us yet another 35-year-old, washed-up, and so a former Dallas player?
It's Donovan McNabb all over again.
Yeah.
Seriously, who's not going to flame out here in 2012 and 2013?
Well, what if we bring another 8 or 9 draft picks this year, and all of a sudden we have, you know, 25 guys in their first, second, or third year, and then you bring in a quarterback next year? What if we don't bring in a quarterback in this draft, but we do bring in a quarterback in next year's draft? There's no way we draft, unless we draft like a third or fourth rounder, that we go and turn around and sign Tony Romo.
I mean, sooner or later, you're going to have to pull the trigger on a quarterback.
Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest topics on the site, is guys saying it's just an argument when you don't want a guy this year, or do you don't like a particular prospect, is saying, well, have you seen the crop in 2013? But, I mean, look what happened this year with, like, Matt Barkley and other guys. There's no guarantee that, you know, Tyler Bray, Murray, guys like that are going to come out. It seems like it's a reverse trend in college football right now.
At the same time, you can't just force a quarterback on a team. You can't just pick a guy for the sake of picking a guy. If Griffin and Luck aren't there and you don't like the rest of them, then you can't just take one for the sake of taking a quarterback.
Yeah. That's why you go with a guy like Rex Grossman, who just knows it like the back of his hands, guys.
I'd rather have Rex Grossman than Tony Romo.
I can't watch. I literally cannot watch another year of this team. I'll find something else to do on Sundays. I'll go horseback riding or painting or something.
You can go do some pottery with Chris Cooley.
There we go.
Yeah, because he won't be playing either. So
now take it easy on Chris Cooley. He's going to be 100% healthy, making a difference in 2012. I'm with UK 100% that we should not force a quarterback. And the good news is we have other freaking holes to fill. There's no need for us to force a quarterback because
That good news?
Well, the good news because we don't need an excuse to force stupid decisions in this town. So I kind of like the idea that if we don't like the quarterback, well, how about we fill one of the other 10 gaping holes? Sorry, Kevin. I know how you feel about gaping holes. I'll say this, Shelp. If we don't force a quarterback this year, are we forced to do it next year?
You know, I really don't think so. I think everyone makes a big deal about forcing a quarterback or having to trade up to get one. Oh, you'll have to trade up next year. Most teams don't trade up for quarterbacks. Of the starting quarterbacks in the league, the only two really successful ones that were ever traded up for were Eli Manning and Jay Cutler.
So, Jason Campbell.
He said successful.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I mean, most teams, you know, some teams just sit patiently and find them when they fall to them or develop a guy from a later round. I mean, too much hype is made about these top 10 quarterbacks, and most of them don't end up winning Super Bowls unless their name's Manning. So
but a lot of these quarterbacks are groomed under already Pro Bowl quarterbacks, which we don't have. So we don't have that luxury.
Well, yeah, but Kevin, in response to Shelp, what I would say is if we don't get a quarterback in this draft, and we go with a free agent and Rex Grossman combination in 2012, and we build another 8 or 9 solid draft picks in this draft. See, trading up is definitely a luxury, but time and again, even when it's not for a quarterback, the really good teams that are sitting at the bottom of the first round and the bottom of the second round, they find a guy that they absolutely love and they feel like they have to have, and they trade up and they get him. Now, it could be a linebacker or wide receiver or running back or whatever, but I feel like for us, if we fall in love with a quarterback in next year's draft, then I say trade up for him. If you've built yourself a good foundation of players, absolutely. If that guy is who you think we need to have, then I say take him. But that we can't do that this year. And I think we've all kind of – I don't know if we all agree on that or not, but I think we all recognize that if we trade up for Griffin or Luck for that matter, we're giving up starters that we need right away.
Here's my thing. Obviously, what you're talking about, there's two different schools of thought.
Yep.
And you know, drafting a quarterback in which year. But personally, I'd rather have the table set for a young quarterback. Have a good O-line.
Yes.
I know it's overrated, but, you know, offensive lines are pretty important. Or there's a situation like Carolina where, of course, Cam Newton has Khalil, and Khalil's been doing a tremendous job, you know, identifying the mic, calling audibles for him, and really helping that learning process. I don't know if we have that guy here. But realistically, when are we going to see the Carolina Panthers in the playoffs?
I think we're pretty close, to be honest with you.
But in that division, you really think so?
Well, I mean, think about it. If all it takes is Drew Brees getting hurt and that division becomes wide open, I would say obviously Atlanta's good, but they had two teams in the playoffs this year, and they, you know, Tampa kind of really shit the bed. But if Cam Newton, he's an animal. Now they can afford, with their top first and top second round picks, they can put really good players around him right away, young guys.
Yeah, but the other thing is they're probably going to be – I mean, they need to shore up the defense, and obviously this isn't a Panther show, but I feel like when you get in that situation, you're also reaching for skill position players. And as the Detroit Lions have shown before the Calvin Johnson era, you can strike out quite a bit. So it's kind of a risky game too, I think.
So you're basing that off Matt Millen. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but – anyways.
I think and the other common criticism I always get – Because it does. I say we can't afford to trade up this year, but I would be okay with doing it next year. Then everyone's like, well, what, you know, that you're just going to say the same thing next year. But I think if you look at what we've done the last 2 years, I think we're in a much better spot today than we were when Bruce Allen and Mike Shanahan took over. I'm completely willing to give them another full draft to find guys. And then, like you said, set the table and bring the quarterback in behind it.
The problem is, Ken, you really don't know if that draft is going to be good for another 2 years or so.
Well, you never know, right, Kev? I mean, you're always gambling. But again, that's the whole thing. If they find a guy and they say, and if we have an offensive line he can stand behind, we have guys he can throw to, and a defense that can hold a team to 20, you know, 20 points or less, and they believe they found the guy that they want to jump up and grab, that's the thing. You have to. We're so gun-shy, we're so afraid, and rightfully so, because we've just been shit on for the last, you know, we've had no luck at all when it comes to picking guys who are going to, like, become perennial Pro Bowlers. But, Kevin, yeah, you have to be able to say, Bruce, Mike, if you're in love with a guy, go get him.
And that's what's going to happen. I mean, when you think about it, Shanahan was down at the Senior Bowl, so if he's not absolutely in love with one of those second, third round prospects or what he's seen from Robert Griffin, then it didn't happen for a reason.
Oh, and I would say that if you're in love with a guy, go get him. Just don't do it this year. As we prepare ourselves for our discussion, let's just talk about Cooley Parks and get it out of the way. Because we're not going to argue again between Cooley and Davis unless you really want to. I'll let you lead us off. How many games does Chris Cooley play for us in 2012?
11.
Wow.
Now, here's the real question. Does he miss a stretch of games in the middle of the season for a nagging injury and come back? Or does he get shut down?
It's going to be kind of on and off, and it's not going to be 11 complete games. Kind of like a LeRon Landry kind of situation. I don't know how healthy – I mean, I haven't had a health update on Cooley in a while, and I just don't know how healthy he's going to be coming into this season. And, you know, it might be one of those nagging deals like LeRon Landry where it just seems to never go away. So,
Kevin, what's the latest on Chris Cooley since, you know, you're all up in his grill?
Pottery.
I think he's going to be 100% healthy at the beginning of next season. I think they shut him down with all kinds of time to heal. I don't think he's doing anything but pottery and healing.
Same could be said for Landry, though.
Well, Cooley's injuries are fixed. And he's rehabbing. Landry's injuries are not fixed.